Talk Live with Psychics Online now for one-on-one personal readings. Welcome to Star Psychics, a community of gifted psychic readers offering live psychic readings through our private chat rooms. Want to know about your love life? What about your career and wealth? Hear from loved ones and more. Our network of channelers, tarot card readers, clairvoyants, spiritual advisors, and clairaudience can assist in answering your questions and guide you to a new level of spiritual career. Online psychic readings are a great way to find out answers you've always wanted to know from a psychic in the privacy and comfort of your home. Go to www.starpsychics.com. That's stars with a Z, psychics.com. Now click on the new one-on-one button and start talking to a psychic today.
Hi, everyone. This is Natalie. I like to do it reverse. This is StarsCast, also known as Natalie. That's what I always say. Anyways, I'm just having such a great time jabbering away here, but I want to welcome everybody tonight. The topic tonight is three types of readers: compassionate, straightforward, and inspirational. So, for those of you listening that do readings, what kind are you? There are three different kinds. And my hosts tonight are Stars James and Stars Dragon Spirit, and they will be discussing the topic. And I want to see who's in the room before we go to that. Oh, we're filling up. Okay, good deal. Okay, my two stars, take it away.
Thank you so much, Natalie, and this is James, Stars James. I don't know, which one should I say first, Stars James or just James? I'm not sure, but this is James, and I'm just grateful that everyone is here. I just want to thank you, those of you who are in the chat room and those of you who are listening today. Really appreciate you tuning into the show. And I also, give me just a moment here. I apologize. Actually, as she transferred it over, I was moving. I was sitting on the couch, and I'm moving to my desk. So if you give me just a moment, I need to turn to the page of my where my notes are. Okay.
Yeah, right.
So today, I apologize. I wasn't aware that my little folder closed, and I'm like, oh, now I got to flip through here. Anyway, today we're going to be talking about three different types of reading styles. Now, these may not be, I believe that these are probably the most universally accepted in the psychic community, but these are by no means, we're not trying to make a concise list of, you know, this is exactly how people are. And I can, you know, just in doing this, I can see how I embody all three of these styles. However, I do notice that for me, and I notice other psychics that embody these particular styles as their primary. And I think that that's important to understand, especially if you're getting a reading, because each individual, each person is going to give you the type of reading that that is their style. And so if you're expecting a reading that is completely straightforward, I would recommend you not go to an inspirational reader if that's their primary style. And you can usually ascertain this if they don't automatically say this on their profile or when you contact them. You can usually figure this out just by the methods that they use, and also just the language that they use on their profile. You know, what is their, what drives them? You can usually tell based off of just what they have to say initially. And so hopefully just by hearing us discuss these three, you'll get a little bit more of an understanding so that when you're ready to get a reading from somebody, you'll actually be able to make a much more educated decision on what type of reading that you're looking for. And so the three styles of readings, it was already mentioned, but this inspirational, compassionate, and straightforward. And I personally consider myself as an inspirational reader. I mean, that's just the type of readings that I've always done ever since I was younger. And that was actually two of my mentors were inspirational readers, and then one of my mentors wasn't a reader at all, so they were a pastor. But that's just what I do. But I'm really going to do my best to give an accurate overview of the other two. And I do recognize that I also use these other two. I just don't use them as my primary style. So anyway, I don't know if you want me to just delve in. I forgot to give the plug. We have Stars Dragon Spirit on here. I'm going to refer to her as Cheyenne. And you can find either of us or anyone in the chat that's one of the psychics in the chat. You can find us at www.starspsychics.com, and that's stars with a Z. Shan, did you have anything to add to just kind of like the introduction? You want me to just delve right into the topic itself?
Yeah, just go ahead and go right into it, because I've already got things to add to it.
Absolutely. No, that's great. Well, I know I kind of already explained, you know, what we're doing. I would like to say, too, is, you know, I'm not monitoring the chat, but if you have a different style or maybe, you know, something that we're not mentioning, please feel free to call in. The number, you know what, and I just moved and my computer's not in front of me. Just a second. The number, do you have the number in front of you, Cheyenne?
No, I do not. I can get it there really quick.
It is
347-838-9736.
Okay, thank you. And another thing I want to add is this is not related to the type of reading somebody does. So this isn't really related to whether you're a medium, a clairvoyant. You know, it kind of transcends that spectrum, and this is more of, are you inspirational, are you compassionate, or are you just really straightforward in your readings? And so I want to start out with the inspirational and just give you my explanation of what an inspirational reader is. And of course, since I consider myself an inspirational reader, I may be a little bit biased here. I just want to give you that heads up. But to me, an inspirational reader, first of all, I want to explain, all readers, essentially, at least this is from my perspective, what I have experienced when people are giving readings, they all tend to look at a person's energy. And the movement of our energy kind of goes forward before we take steps forward. And so when someone is reading, especially about the future, what a psychic is reading is not necessarily an event that has already been predetermined, but they are reading the energy signature or movement forward or momentum forward associated with where a person stands at any given moment. So I think that's important to understand before we delve too much into this. And so what an inspirational reader does is they look at a person's energy, maybe up, maybe down, but the inspirational reader tends to look at the positive side of things. They look at the positive outcomes. Inspirational readers oftentimes will give what I call directives in a reading, where spirit will tell an inspirational reader, you know, have them do this, or, you know, have them change this particular perspective about life. So that's something, it usually, you know, inspiration simply means being in spirit or inspired. And so an inspirational reader oftentimes will see a potential outcome that is positive and then find encouragement for a person that mobilizes them to achieve that particular outcome. Let's see. Inspirational readers, like I said, are really focused on, they're not necessarily focused as much on the prediction itself. That's not necessarily the most important part of the inspirational reader. It's the method to get there is kind of what I would say with at least my own style and the inspirational readers that I know of. And they will talk about things like universal law, the law of attraction, faith, you know, they'll use that type of language to assist them in their readings to get that positive outcome to manifest itself forward for the client. Now, I will tell you this in doing inspirational readings, not all of what an inspirational reader will get is positive. There are times in our lives where we have made agreements before we've incarnated on this planet to experience certain dynamics, like, you know, whether it's illness or loss of a loved one or, you know, relationship issues. And so, you know, there are certain dynamics that are unavoidable in this life. It's like Jesus said, in this world you will have trouble, but I have overcome the world. And so it kind of goes along with that. It's like we, you know, an inspirational reader will provide inspiration and usually has a positive outlook, but it's not always positive. It may be issues that you don't want to look at or situations that you would rather avoid, but since it's a part of your evolutionary process, you are going to walk through it no matter what. So I did want to put that out there. What are your perspectives? And actually, Cheyenne, I actually don't know. I would assume just in talking to you that you would kind of fall in the category of inspirational, but how do you identify yourself, and then share with us what you think about the inspirational reader?
Okay. Well, first, thanks everybody for coming, and Natalie for hosting, and you being here, James, without me panicking. You know, for me, I'm all three. Because if you break those three down, it's the same as if you break down past, present, future. One matches the other, so to speak. They're like steps, but they match each other. I agree with what you said insofar as the inspirational, let me back up a little bit. When a reader reads, like you were saying, each one, the way they read, what they talk about, and how they pick up on it, that's how their primary talent comes through. That's how their primary way of reading comes through. So when you're talking to a reader, you can tell pretty much within the first few minutes what type of reader you have. But again, I still say it's past, present, future. It's the same thing as the inspirational, compassionate, and straightforward. And to be honest, no offense to anyone, but I have met very few that carry all three. They'll carry one or they'll carry two, but there's very few that carry all three. It's like you said, an inspirational reader will give direction, will inspire you or try to guide you, so to speak. But they're not going to give you a definite outcome. They're not going to do a lot of different things. They're there more so to boost you and to point out what it is that you have within you in order to get further down your path.
I apologize. Can I interject really quick? Do you mind hanging up and calling us back? Because I think we might have a bad connection. You were breaking up a little bit with me, but then I just noticed on the chat, somebody said that you were breaking up on the chat as well.
All right, I'll hang up and call back.
Okay, we will be waiting for you. And just to let you guys know, she said that she was kind of panicky before. Well, she didn't say she was panicky, but she had mentioned before we started, what had happened was Natalie and I had started chatting, and we kind of let her sit in the other chat by herself until the very last minute. So she was listening to I'm not sure if any of you have ever called in, but there's like a countdown, and it says, you have 5 minutes to your show, you have 4 minutes to your show, so we weren't really, you know, we were just
she's
kind
back,
of chit-chatting.
She's back, by the way, too, James. She's back.
I'm back.
Okay. But we let her wait all the way down to 1 minute, and so I apologize for that. I was just getting the next question of what you were talking about.
James. Okay, are you still getting a breakup?
Oh, you sound great to me. Let me look at the chat.
Okay.
Yeah, I think you're safe to go ahead.
And when I talk to you, when I talk with my hands sometimes. So that could have been it too, you know, in
terms
of moving.
Well, it sounded like a phone issue though. It sounded like, you know, sometimes when you get a call and you just have a bad connection. So.
Okay. But anyway, it's like you said, an inspirational reader will give you the dynamics of a situation. They're your guide, so to speak, in a physical. Say if someone comes in, a client comes in, you get an inspirational reader, they're going to pick up in some way from what you're saying or what they're sensing is going on with you, and they're going to kind of offer information insofar as where you should go on your path to get what you want. They're not going to tell you exactly the exact outcome, but they're going to boost you. They're going to see these different things in you and tell you these good things about you and stuff that they see and what they see insofar as your next step being. As to where, you know, a compassionate different. We haven't got to that yet, and the straightforward's different. But each one, through their readings, again, what their primary talents will show. You will know what type of reader you are getting, you know, within the first, I'd say, maybe 4 or 5 minutes. And it's just that, as James said, it's the wording, it's the air that you get, so to speak. Because normally anyone, me, you, anyone, when you're talking to someone, you're going to pick up on their tone of voice, the way they are saying things, their demeanor, so to speak. So inspirationals are great because they're going to make you, well, all of them is going to make you feel good. But inspirationals, that's what they do. They see the good things in you. They let you know the good things in you. And again, they're not going to give you a total definite outcome, but they're going to definitely tell you some steps that you can take to obtain what it is that you want. And again, the way we have them broke down here is inspirational, compassionate, and straightforward. Well, I always have it for some that read the past, there's some that read the present, and there are some that read the future. And again, most readers that I've met throughout my life have two of those three. I have met very few that have all three. So that's about all I have to say on the inspirational ones.
Yeah, so would you consider, I'm just kind of looking down at my notes, would you consider like compassionate being the past, inspirational being the present, and then straightforward being the future?
I would say the inspirational would draw some on the past and relate it to the present.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying the whole reading would be that way.
The compassionate
would definitely draw on the past in order to show the client how it's affecting the present.
Okay. Yeah, because you had compared it to the past, present, and future. So I wasn't sure if you meant that it was likened unto a comparison,
mm-hmm.
or rather it was exactly like it. Like one
mm-hmm.
reads the past
mm-hmm.
better, one reads the future better, one reads the present better. So I was kind of getting that for my own clarity here. So, and then I agree that people do embody more than one. And I have seen in certain readings, like I would say for me the straightforward, and we'll get to what that means. But for me, I don't embody that one as much as I do the other two qualities. And the compassionate, which we're about to talk about, is usually empathic. A lot of empaths are compassionate. They usually focus on things like healing. They do now to me, I do focus on the future as well, and I do predict related to the future, but I predict, you know, related to the future from what I'm getting from spirit circumstantially. So when I see someone's energy moving one way, if they, you know, if spirit says, it's like the analogy my mentor would always use, you know, someone goes to a psychic and the psychic says, he asks, how are my apple orchards going to do? And she says, if you keep doing exactly what you're doing right now, you are going to, in 5 years, have 10 times the produce that you were expecting. And so he goes
mm-hmm.
home, comes back 5 years later, and he says, you lied to me. Nothing happened. And so she says to him, well, what did you do? What did you do when you left the reading? And he said, well, I kicked back. I was going to be prosperous. And she had said to him, if you keep doing what you're doing. And so I feel like with every reading, there is certainly direction. And I also, sometimes I feel like spirit will communicate in such a way so that people will learn how spirituality works. Because the reality is even though you're going to a psychic, we're all intuitive. And
mm-hmm.
part of our evolutionary process on this planet is to tap into spiritual things. And so if you're going to a psychic, don't just assume that they hold your spirituality. Same way as if you're going to a church, that pastor does not hold your spirituality. That is something you have to own on your own. And there are certainly lessons, whatever path the spirit has you on, whatever evolutionary path you're on, there are certainly lessons within that, such as the farmer who learned that he still needed to tend to his crops, even though it was predicted
mm-hmm.
that he would
mm-hmm.
have a great harvest. Okay, so does that make sense to you, that
yes,
line of thinking?
Yes,
okay.
Definitely.
All right, so the compassionate, like I said, it's usually empaths. They discuss a lot of emotional influences on a particular situation, which is kind of why I said that, you know, this one may be related more to the past, because most of what we're experiencing emotionally is due to our inability to relinquish things from the past through forgiveness. So compassionate readers tend to align themselves more with emotional issues. Usually these are more conversational readings. I do compassionate type readings when I'm doing things like Reiki. I actually don't do compassionate readings online because I personally, I still, of course, I'm compassionate. Don't think that that means I have no compassion, but that style of reading, I tend to do that more in a conversational setting. So if I'm doing Reiki with someone, or if I have a face-to-face client and they're right in front of me, it just seems to be a better place for me to do a compassionate reading. They focus on understanding emotions as well. That's a key part to a compassionate reader. You really don't want to go to a compassionate reader if you're looking for a direct information about the future. That's usually inspirational readers.
Right.
Inspirational readers will give you less of a direct answer and more of the optimistic side of it. The compassionate readers I have found normally don't feel comfortable in giving really static predictions about the future, whereas inspirational will sometimes, and then straightforward will definitely. I mean, that's all they do.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's
mm-hmm.
what they do. Let's see. And so, yeah, and so I have here that they usually have a very fluid viewpoint of, out of all of them, they probably have the most fluid viewpoint of the future, whereas the future is determined by whatever emotional connection that you have right now. So if you're feeling good, you'll probably have a good future. If you're feeling bad, you'll probably be manifesting or creating a bad future. I don't say that universally, but I do. When I talk to compassionate readers, I notice that they do relate a lot of events to emotional things. So they'll talk about how the emotional side of life has a tremendous influence. And in reality, the inspirational reader talks the same way. They just instead of relating, they're more about motivating. So that would be the two differences. And of course, like I said, rather than prediction, they focus more on the healing dynamics. And so what would you say about compassionate readers?
Mm-hmm. Some points I agree on.
Okay.
An empath definitely picks up and is going to feel that, but they're more busy dealing with the current and where the path right now is taking you. Each reading is for that moment. And as you said, you know, that's one thing that has to be really, really understood. And a lot of people who get readings don't understand that. As your example, okay, if someone gets a reading and they hear something that they do not like, within a split second, they're going to have a different thought go through their mind, and it's going to change that path because it's energy. You're going to have that reading for that moment, and a thought can change it. And two, a lot of people are looking for keywords when they get readings, especially with an empath, because you're going to be picking up on their feelings. And if this person calls you and has all these feelings outrageously going and everything and wanting an answer right away, and they have to know, otherwise they're going to die, it's going to be very difficult because you're going to pick up on one thing, then in a split second it's going to be another thing. So again, when an empath picks up on it, they're going to stay in it, but they're going to see where the current path is. They're going to feel what that person is feeling right now. That person, after they get their reading or during their reading, anytime during the reading, it can shift because of what they're thinking or what they saw. And readings are just that way. A lot of people don't understand that. You can hear something and think something totally different 2 seconds later, and voila. The emotions that are taking place now is the most important thing to a compassionate reader because they're an empath. That's their primary, is their empathic ability. So, again, most of the time, if you'll notice, when you're doing an empathic reading, when you're doing a compassionate reading, especially in the beginning, you're going to get all these sorts of emotions and all these sorts of energies coming at you, but you'll begin to notice after you start talking with them and after you start pointing out a few factors, they start to calm down. And most of the time when you feel that they're calm is when you are able to give them the information that they need, where their current path is taking them. I know there's many times that I've had it, you know, I'm an empath, always have been. I'm a sensitive, have been since I was a child. And I used to pick up on everybody. It made me sick to my stomach. But the point is, when you get a client that calls you and is like that, sometimes it can be overwhelming. And when it's overwhelming, you know, you center yourself, you calm yourself, and you say, okay, I'm going to help you, but I need you to calm down. Because you've got all these different things hitting you. It's an empath. And you don't know which one to start with. Because it's a hodgepodge. It just mixes everything up. But definitely, you know, people got to understand when you get the reading and they need to listen. And that's one of the biggest things, especially if you're an empathic reader and a compassionate reader, you know, you're going to need to calm this person down and make sure that they are listening to you. Because just like James said, you know, they're only going to hear certain words. They're going to pick out key words out of these different sentences or whatever you're telling them and may not listen to the whole thing. And then they're going to come back later and say, well, it didn't happen. Well, what did you do? What did you hear? So whenever I get a client, you know, that's of that nature, themselves, the first thing I do is calm them down. And I make sure that I am talking at a, you know, not a fast speed and not a slow speed, but just a medium speed so that they understand what's being told to them so that they will hear it. Because otherwise, they're not going to hear anything but one word, excuse me, out of a whole paragraph. So empaths, yeah, definitely, you know, they pick up on where the current path is taking the person. It's just getting the person to understand this and to understand why they're feeling what they're feeling. That's what empaths do. So that's about all I have to say on a compassion level.
Right. And yeah, and I do feel like the compassionate reader does focus more on the emotional side, the healing side of it. I mean, like a lot of the compassionate readers that I know are Reiki practitioners. Even though, I mean, like I'm a Reiki practitioner, but I don't consider myself primarily an empathic reader.
No,
that was
same
just
here.
Something that I kind of stumbled into Reiki. I was like, oh, this is really interesting, and so I started doing it. But you know, that wasn't necessarily because that was my reading style. It's more because usually the inspirational type readers often, mm-hmm. you know, often do they like to learn, they like to grow, and so that you'll find one thing with inspirational readers is they will usually know a lot of different methods for healing or methods for moving forward because mm-hmm. they are so focused on their own personal growth.
Right.
Okay, so now this straightforward method. And this is one that I actually, and I'll just be honest with you, this is one that I have in my life, I've always found these people challenging. But I feel like they certainly have a place and they definitely hear from spirit. But this is a person who talks about the future as if the future is static. And there are lots of people that need the future to be static So this, if you need the future to be static, if you need the future to be a thing that already exists and it's not something that you're creating, you want to look for a straightforward reader, because they are just going to no holds bars tell you exactly the direction that you're taking without any course amendments, if you will. Yeah, you don't have any other options. You know what? You're heading off that cliff. That's where you're going. You might want to bring a parachute. They probably won't even say bring a parachute. They'll just be like, you're going off a cliff. So, you know, they're pretty full throttle type personalities too. I have a few friends that are straightforward readers, and I love them. But man, you don't want to pick an argument with these people, because they usually like to be challenged. These are often people who really enjoy, to some degree, even enjoy skeptics, because they have that ability to just look at somebody's energy signature and say, you're going off that cliff, or you're going to go climb that tree, or whatever. They usually do not offer remedies to situations. So we see with the compassionate reader really does, really does focus on the healing dynamics, whereas a straightforward reader is really not going to talk about things like that. The inspirational reader, like I said, inspires, and the straightforward reader is just like, you're heading in the direction that you're heading, have fun. Very static about predictions as well. They don't really deviate from their predictions. And I'm not saying that, because I feel like most psychics understand that when they make a prediction, I don't feel like there's anyone on this planet who claims to be a psychic that is 100%. We do the best that we can with the gifts that we have. And yes, I really did say that on the radio, but that's just the nature of what we do. It's kind of like a doctor, a physician is not 100% on diagnoses, but you do want to find the one that has the best, the best results. But the reality of the world that we live in is there is none of us that is 100% perfect. But these people will probably argue that. I noticed that a lot of straightforward readers will say, I'm 100% accurate. And then if you give them an example of, well, what about this guy? They'll go, no, I'm 100% accurate. So, and like I said, they have a very static view of the future. And they will oftentimes even have a static view of their own future, whereas their own course is not as changeable or malleable. So what do you think about the straightforward reader?
No, I agree. Most straightforward readers, that's why I say it's better to have at least two out of the three. That's why I said at the beginning of the show, because straightforward readers will do that. Straightforward readers will not listen to anything in between. They're going to tell you what they see happening with you and where you're going, and they will just tell you straight up, here it is. This is what's going to happen, and in their minds, or just between us, it's saying, and I don't know what to tell you, what to do with it, or they'll tell you exactly as it is. Well, it's fine to tell them exactly as it is, but unless you have that second component come in, either the empathic component, or the inspiration, that gives you hope. That gives you some type of how do I put it, some type of uplifting energy to go along with it, it's very tough. A straightforward, normally, like I said, well, just like you said, they're going to sit there and tell you exactly what they see, but they're not going to give you anything to back it up. That's just the way it is. And I'm going to use myself as an example. When I do a reading, fortunately, I have all three. But there are some clients that come on that have that energy, the straightforward energy. They don't want to hear anything else. They just want to know the definite bottom line, and that's it. Well, unfortunately, sorry, but the sensitive empath part kicks in and everything else kicks in. So, yeah, I go ahead and tell them straightforward what I see and what's going to happen. But then right behind it, I'll say, this is how you can change it. This is how you're going to feel, and this is what's going to make it easier for you. As to where straightforward is not going to do that. The straightforward is going to tell you, you're going to lose everything that you own. You're going to lose all your money. You're going to lose your house. And at the end of the year, you'll be living in your car. And then that's it. No in-betweens. And as far as a skeptic, I think all three at some point get skeptics. And I don't mind getting a skeptic because, if anything, you know, it gives me a chance to read for them and for them to say, wow, or, you know, you're good or you're right or whatever. Not ego building, but just the point that beginning of the reading, they're accepting it, and at the end of the reading, they're questioning themselves. But it is true. A straightforward, you know, will tell you how it is, and if you come back, or if the client comes back to the straightforward and says, but this, and this, the straightforward's going to say, no, this is what I've seen happen, and I know this is going to happen. But they don't give you anything to build with. They don't give any type of a cush to anything. Again, that's why I say it's always better to have two out of the three. Because that way, you know, you've got some type of healing, some type of understanding that comes in. You know, if I see a client's future that they're going to get in a really bad car accident, you know, and which is really tough sometimes for me to tell them because I see certain things and I tell them. I'm not going to hold it back. I'm going to tell them what I see and what I'm told. But I will follow it up with some type of cush, some type of uplifting situation or something, you know, that's going to happen between now and then that might change it. But very much so, straightforwards want to battle you. They are dead set against, they know for sure, and they're not going to budge on anything. But like I said, if the straightforward person had the compassion or had the inspirational, it's not as bad because, like you said, they bring something else in. They bring another dynamic into it in order to create some type of healing, some type of understanding instead of, you know, some person calling in and like you said, oh, well, you're going to jump off a cliff and that's it and then hang it up. It happens to a lot of people, unfortunately. I've met a lot of people that are just, that are readers, that are just straightforward. And it's like, you know, I'm sitting here cringing because it's like, my gosh, you're ripping this person up. Why can't you give them something that's going to help them, something that's going to give them hope, something that's going to give them a little bit of understanding, you know, or some type of an alternative? Because I do. I cringe. When I've heard tapes or different things of people, you know, that are straightforward readers like that, I do like cringe, me personally, because, like I said, I carry all three. And during my readings, it'll show I carry all three. But I'm not the type of straightforward. Like I said, I will tell them exactly what I see. I will tell them what I hear. But the other two kick in. But you're very right. The straightforward wants that skeptic, wants to be in battle almost.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, and I do, like, I think there's still value to straightforward readings. I mean, there are clients out there that they just want to know. They don't want you to empathize with them. They don't want your compassion.
Right.
They don't
right.
want you to inspire them. They just want to know what's going to happen. And so there is still value. I feel like Spirit uses straightforward readers just as much as he uses compassionate readers and inspirational readers. Now, I will tell you personally that these are the readers that I personally tend to find that I'm resisting mostly, but that's not because they're wrong. It's because our energy, me as an inspirational reader and them as a straightforward reader, we tend not, I mean, we can live in the same social circles, but we really tend not to see eye to eye when it comes to
right.
the future, because I believe that the future is like a ball of clay on a wheel. You know, I don't
yeah.
see it as an already put together piece of artwork, you know,
or
vice
definite.
Versa, you know,
yeah.
a broken pot. I don't see it
yeah.
either way. So,
because
so yeah, I mean, right. But I will tell you, I have had clients that just, you know, they are looking for a straightforward
yes.
reader, and that in the industry itself holds value, but in the,
yes.
I really feel like they bring value to the world itself. I don't feel like straightforward readers are, you know, evil or that there's anything wrong with
no,
them.
I just
wanted to make that.
Yeah.
I just wanted to put that out there. And then to me, let's see. I did want to mention too the different types of clients that would probably think. I mean, I think we've kind of overdone it with the straightforward readers. We know that if you just want to know a straightforward answer without any kind of directive or any kind of emotional attachment, that's who you want to go to, a straightforward reader. Now, for me, if you are a person, if you are a person who is dealing with a lot, like let's say you've had a lot of hurt relationships, or you've had a lot of, you've just had difficult times, whether it's been in your recent past or in your distant past, but it's still something that is, you know, is influencing your situation, you're really
right.
going to want to go to a compassionate reader, because the compassionate reader is going to be able to align with your circumstances as they are and really bring healing into those circumstances. So that's the type of person that I would usually, you know, if I had a broken heart or something, I would want to go to that person. Now, if you're looking at growth for the future, if you really want... if you really want to evolve as a human being or in your business or in your relationship, you really want to try to seek out the more inspirational type of reader, because they're not just going to give you, I mean, they will talk about the future, but they'll talk about the future in such a way that you can align yourself with the desired outcome that you want, rather than, you know, just give you a straightforward answer or, you know, try to be too compassionate with the situation, because there is a major difference between the compassionate reader and the inspirational reader. The inspirational
right.
reader is great for somebody who just got a divorce. I mean, that's usually, or I mean, compassionate. That's usually when I flip into my compassionate side, is if I'm
yeah.
dealing with somebody who, with a loss of a loved one, or, you know, a lot of medium. What's
yeah.
that?
You want somebody that's going to understand. You want the empath that's going to feel and
right.
understand.
Right. Well, and I've noticed a lot of mediums are compassionate readers. That's just the nature
mm-hmm.
of their style.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just because of the nature of the type of work that they do. There's one other thing that I wanted to mention, and I actually, man, see, and this is why I make notes during the show, because if it leaves my mind, it's just, okay, give me just a moment. Let me think about this real quick. It will. I know it will. I know what I was going to do. I was going to tell you a story about the time. No, I just wanted to tell this story because I think it is appropriate, because I function primarily as inspirational or compassionate. However, I wanted to tell a story about when the spirits had me do a reading that was absolutely straightforward. There were no deviations from this, and it was actually quite negative. Now, I do not believe that all straightforward
wow.
readings are negative, but this particular
no.
one was actually very negative. And I was actually surprised. It was somebody that I was doing a reading for face to face, and I was actually surprised at how negative this was. And
I'm
a lady came to me and she said, I just really want to know about my relationship. Is it going anywhere? Is it, you know, this and that? And so I did the reading for her, and like the information that I was getting, first of all, I was going to try the tarot. I went to go pick it up, and I just felt Spirit say, drop them, you don't need them. I said, okay, put those down. And I said, so I just started, and it was almost as if, because I'm a channeler, and I started channeling, but then I couldn't believe what was coming out of my mouth. And it was, mm-hmm. your relationship is coming to an end. And, you know, you're going to, I mean, it was like several negative events, and I'm sitting there thinking, this is not me, and I'm channeling a demon or something, you know. And I don't really believe that I can channel a demon, but that's really what I was, you know, I was thinking at the time, like, oh my goodness,
yeah.
I just turned evil. And she got really, like, I could see her face got all red, and then she said, I have been to 35 psychics, and none of them have said this to me.
I've had a couple of those.
Yeah, and I said, that is because you have been to 35 psychics, yet your ears were closed to every single message that they've said. And that,
mm-hmm.
that was the answer Spirit gave me associated with that reading, was at the very end of the reading, it is because you have went and sought out so many psychics, you have not, because I even told her, I said, I apologize, I have never had a reading that didn't have some level of redemptive quality to it, and this, you
right.
are the first one. It's, I mean, literally, I was like saying, by the way, three steps out the door, and you're going straight to hell. You know, and it wasn't, and that was not the outcome, thank God, but that's really what I was, that's what I was feeling. I'm like, this woman's going to leave here and get hit by a truck or something. This is awful.
Oh, my
you know?
God. Excuse me, but I am laughing so hard.
Oh, man.
Yeah, well,
you evil person, you. Oh, my. Okay, I will be quiet.
I've had them, too. I had a lady, I will never forget this lady, and it was on here, it was on Stars. And she came to me, and it was at night, and I'm not normally on a lot at night. And for whatever reason, the guides had me pull the computer up and stuff. Within 5 minutes, this person called in. And same thing as like you said, she just wanted a straightforward answer.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, no, you're good. You're divorced. You've already found somebody else. She said, I have been so many readers and paid so much money, and nobody has told me straight up like that. And I felt awful. You know, I'm sitting here telling this lady what the guy should tell me, and I felt awful. She was actually happy.
Oh.
She was happy. And I was like, oh, my God. But, yeah, I know what you're saying. Because
yeah, well, I was surprised at what was coming. Because that, I mean, it wasn't too long ago. It was probably like, you know, maybe a year ago. It was a face-to-face. My assistant had set it up. So this lady really, I mean, she traveled to come see me. So this is like a legit, like she, you know, this is what she wanted and had a lot of intention with this reading. And I just, I mean, I couldn't believe, I know my face was probably red because I was sitting there. When I'm channeling, a lot of times what will happen is I'll just start talking, and then I'll be listening, and a lot of the information, they're like, wow, that's interesting, and, you know, things that I've heard for the first time, and actually a lot of my writing, and by the way, Natalie, I have blogs for you, I just wanted to give you that, but a lot of my writing comes from what I've channeled through clients, and I'm like, wow, that's really insightful, and then I'll write it down,
yeah.
and, you know, usually.
Right.
So I was surprised. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yep. I mean, things will flow out of you, not to pull away from this, but it's also in relation to the topic. You know, when you're channeling, I mentioned this last show, and I think a lot of people might not have taken it right. When you are channeling, you step aside. Your ego, yourself, and so forth steps aside in order for you to channel whomever, whatever you're channeling, but you can still hear it because you're not a trance channelist. So it's not your ego or anything. You're just making room, so to speak, and watching and hearing all this stuff go by. So, yeah, I'm sorry.
don't be sorry. No, that. So I was quite surprised. And the reality of that is there is a time. I love the way that the Course in Miracles says this. There is a point in which the Son of Man oh gosh, what does it say? Oh, let me think for a second. I don't have a lot of things from the Course in Miracles memorized, but there is a point at which the Son of Man cannot step back from his own creation. Meaning that
right.
she had went to all of these readers, and all of these readers gave her, I mean, they probably gave her methods and, you know, you need to do this to save the relationship, you need to do this to save your job,
mm-hmm.
you need to do this. You know, she probably went to all of these readers and got all of this positive information. And
mm-hmm.
finally it came to me, and she even told me, I went to readers that were, you know, famous in the country, and I'm like, I apologize. I can't not give you what Spirit is giving me. I have to give
mm-hmm.
you what Spirit's giving
mm-hmm.
me. And I don't feel like that was her end result. I do believe that it was because she was, I mean, it's almost like abusing the system, you know, where you are entrusting your own process forward, your own momentum forward
creation.
To someone else. Go ahead.
Right. Your creation, her own creation, anyone's own creation, there is nobody else that can correct or erase that creation except
right.
for you, except for the person that created it. So she was looking for somebody else, it sounds like, to undo that creation.
Sure. Well, and I'm sure I confirmed all of her most horrid fears during that session. And I think that was appropriate because, of course, you know, at the end, after she, you know, after she kind of got very upset with me, and I said, well, and I knew afterwards, I knew when she got so upset with me and she started telling me her story and her experience with other psychics, I just said, then you already have the answers you are looking for. Go
right.
apply them to your life. Go
right.
do something about it. And so, I mean, I guess that wasn't really a straightforward. That was probably more of an inspirational reading. Kind of like when, oh, gosh, I think it was Marianne Williamson's mentor looked at her and said, you are a sufferer.
Oh, whoa. Okay.
And it put
yeah.
her in alignment. I mean, because there are people out there that are they're sufferers. And guess what
they
keep creating?
Off of it.
Suffering.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, gosh, who is the other lady? Oh, do you know, are you familiar with Louise Hay at all? It's a lady that travels around with Louise Hay. Anyway, it doesn't
yeah.
matter, but she tells a story about when her mentor said to her, you know what, you are just the greatest problem solver. And she said, I am, and she took it as a compliment, and he said, yep, you're going to keep creating problems to solve for the rest of your life.
Yes, that's right. That's right. That's the truth. That is
so.
The truth.
So I guess the moral of today's story is, first of all, if you're looking for a reading, definitely, you know, you want to consider the type of reader that you're seeking out. And there are certainly appropriate times in your life where a straightforward reader is going to give you an inappropriate answer, or a compassionate reader to help you get back into alignment with the flow of life, or an inspirational reader to motivate you to accomplish the future that you desire.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess the real moral of the story is, if you go to a psychic, pay attention, not just
yes.
to the predictions. But pay attention to everything that person is saying, because it may very well be that there's a lesson involved, and you might as well learn the lesson while you're at the psychic's office rather than 5 years later and all of your entire Apple orchard
right.
is dead. You know?
Right.
So I guess that would be the moral
true.
Of the story.
And two, when you're looking for a reader, take your time, because it's kind of like, well, what can I compare it to? Let's say clothes shopping. You're going through all these blouses and everything, and you can't find anything, and then all of a sudden you go around to the other blouse, you know, the other side of the rack, and you look through the blouses, and boom, there it is. You just feel
yep.
it's the right one. You know, people, too, need to take their time when it comes to choosing an advisor or reader.
Right.
You know, because you're going to have something click. There's going to be
right.
something that clicks. And you may not understand it, but it'll be the one that you need.
Right.
You know, it's not necessarily what you want, but it'll be the one you need.
Right. And read things like profiles and feedback, and those things are valuable. They not only bring value to you in knowing what you're choosing, but they can also bring a tremendous value to the reading, because if you're doing a reading with somebody that you don't read any of their feedback or you don't know what they're doing, you lack confidence in how you're stepping forward, which is certainly going to affect the way that reader aligns with you. And it can actually make,
yes.
You know, I'm not saying that you won't get accurate or useful information, but it can certainly make the reading draw on a lot longer than it would have to if you would have just read their profile to begin with. So if you're strategizing, if you know you want a reading and you're strategizing for that, please read through the information that is provided to you. It's useful information. And I think we're just about out of time. So did you have any final thoughts?
No. I think it was all very good. And I think the basic thing, like we said, you need to listen. If you're going to come and get a reading and you're going to pay for a reading, listen to what is being said. Because 9 times out of 10, what's being said isn't being said for nothing. It's being said for a reason. So, like you said, it could be a lesson in it. It could be something to give you the hope that you need or give you that lifeline that you're looking for. But listen to what's being said. Not what you're wanting to hear, but what's being said.
Right.
And you know, take it to heart. And be selective in your advisors and readers. Take the time to look for one that you're going to click with, that you're going to connect with, because you will feel something. It's just like you looking at a red something and a yellow something. Well, which one do you want, red or yellow?
Right.
You know, make your choices. Be responsible for your choices. So other than that, thanks to you for coming tonight, and thank you, Natalie, for hosting, and thank you, everybody that's in the room. And I think it was a very good and informative topic, and hopefully somebody got something from it.
Absolutely. And thank you so much, Cheyenne. I love you, and I always love having conversation with you. I look forward to doing the radio show, and I just want to say thank you to everyone in the chat room, everyone who's listening. There was one thing that Candy said about feedbacks, that not every client leaves feedbacks, and I do agree that not every client will leave a feedback. However, I also would say that if you're looking at a reader who has, you know, some feedback on there, that is really a good way to ascertain whether or
yes.
not this is somebody that you really want to do a reading with. So, but I do agree, not everyone, you know, it's not a complete or concise list of, you know, whether or not that individual, you know, has done, I mean, they may have done thousands of readings in their life and they may only have 10 feedback. So that doesn't necessarily, they may have not been reading on a particular site, on Stars
That's
for
right.
very long.
That's
so
right.
So it gives you an understanding, but it doesn't, quantity doesn't necessarily mean that they don't have,
right.
you know, have experience
it's
or don't have
quality.
Experience. Exactly. So you do want to look at the feedback, but, you know, and look at it with an open mind, too. Understand that, you know, some psychics might have told that person that something they didn't want to hear. And so, you know, look at more than just one feedback and look at
mm-hmm.
the entire profile to make sure that this person is right for you. And so, again, I just want to thank everybody. Natalie, I'm going to pass on to you. I love you, Natalie, and I love everybody on Stars.
And you know, James, I heard you say you have stuff for the blog now. You put your foot in your mouth, so I expect...
I did not put my foot in my mouth. I actually literally have...
You thought
I
didn't
I
hear.
I think I have
everything.
12 blogs. I think I legitimately have...
If you only knew how great you sound together, you laugh, and they're talking in the room, everybody's laughing, they're having a good time, that's what this should be like. And I do want to thank everybody in the room. Stars Priestess Candy, of course, is there, has been there, and Stars Mystical Waters. Stars Aeneas was there. He left because he wanted to take a nap, because he says, I'm working the night shift, so I guess I don't know if he's working the night shift on Stars or whatever. But anyways, yes, it was a terrific show. I think in a few weeks we're going to have something about Are You Psychic? In 2 weeks. Next week, I don't know what we're going to do yet, but come back, same time, same station. I love you guys, James and Cheyenne, of course. It's been wonderful. You You have no idea how gifted you really are. I think I'm a number one and number two reader. I'm not really straightforward unless I know the person very well. Then I can be very straightforward. Then I can,
right.
You know, I'm more inspirational or empathic. And so I just wanted to throw that in. Anyways, okay, guys, have a good evening.
You are very empathic.
Yeah, sometimes it hurts me. I'm too empathic. I'm empathic with all my stars that I have. 111 or how many there are. I'm empathic to all of them. Oh, my gosh.
You are empathic.
But I sure love what I do. Okay, James, love you. Cheyenne, love
I
you.
I love you, too.
Everybody in the room, I love you.
Love
and
you guys.
We'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
Sounds good. All right,
take
bye-bye.
Take care. Bye.